Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 75 on August 16th, 2019. I'm your host, Eric, and in this week's show, we will cover trades from last week on Uniti Group, eBay, and BP, and we discuss three new trades on C Limited, the KBW Regional Bank ETF, and the MSCI Brazil ETF. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here on the show, or even about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can email questions to eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's eric@theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a short video series to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit the YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. This week, volatility certainly has, it appears to be here in the markets. Of course, we saw down 800 points, up 300 points, and back and forth all week. Funny thing is that week over week change was down roughly 1% on both indices. So that means these swings are adding up to a whole lot of nothing. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 401 points, ending the week at 25,886 points. The S&P 500 Index gave up nearly 30 points this week, closing at 2,888 points on Friday. Now, the topic of the week is sponsored by the Option Studio. If you want to learn to trade options without any calculus and confusing language, visit the website to learn more about the online course. Visit www.theoptionstudio.com for more information. Now, the topic of the week this week is a continuation of last week's topic on more complex trades. I'm trying to give an idea of some of those trading strategies I use in my own portfolio that really might be too complex to discuss each week on this show. So last week I mentioned or kind of described iron condors. If you missed that discussion, go back and listen to episode 74 of this podcast. Now this week, we're going to go one more step and discuss butterfly spreads. Now butterfly spread is a four option trade. They all will be the same type, meaning all are either call options or put options, and they tend to be the same expiration month on the same underlying stock. And they involve three strikes that are equidistant from one another. So the lower and upper strikes are considered the wings, and the middle strike will have twice the volume as the wings. So let's say you're looking at the 25, 30, 35, call butterfly spread. Now, buying the butterfly spread would mean buying one of the 25 strike, selling two of the 30 strike, and then buying one of the 35 strike. And this spread will increase in value with big price moves. And for that reason, butterfly spreads are considered a volatility trade. Selling the butterfly spread implies selling the wings and then buying two of that middle strike. So selling the butterfly spread means selling one of the 25 strike, buying two of the 30s, and then selling one of the 35 strikes. Of course, like I said, this is a volatility trade. And if you think about it, this spread, just like the other spreads, can never be worth more than the value of the difference between the strikes. So if it's $5 between the strikes, the butterfly spread will never be worth more than that, right? That's the maximum amount. And if you buy the butterfly spread, you want stock to finish near the middle strike, which is going to be the short strike. You will have sold twice as many. If you sell the butterfly spread by selling the wings and buying the middle, you want stock to finish in the outside, near the outside strikes, because that's going to be your highest opportunity to keep that money. Now, I'm a fan of breaking down complex strategies into easier to chew bites. So if you're struggling with the idea of a butterfly spread and you actually write it out, write out the strikes 25, 30, 35, and you would own, if you buy it, you would own the 25 and the 35 strike, and if you sell two of the 30 strike, you sell two of the middle, and if you sell it, you would sell the outside strikes and buy the middle. That'll make it easier. And actually, if you use the, I believe I put this into the option payoff graph, if you look at the butterfly tab, that will explain this trade so you can see it very clearly. Any of you that don't have that option payoff graph and want it, just email me and I'll send it to you. The long butterfly is simply a long call spread combined with a short call spread. The short butterfly is simply a short call spread followed up by a long call spread. And if you graph it out, you'll be able to see that. Or even if you write it out, you'll be able to see it. So using the strikes for this example, if we buy the wings, then we are actually long the 25-30 call spread and then short the 30-35 call spread. If we sell the wings, selling the fly, that means that we would sell the 25-30 call spread and we would actually buy the 30-35 call spread. And it's the same thing with the put spreads. It would just be in the opposite order. But either way, buying it means buying the wings. Selling it means selling the wings. And you always have twice the volume of options in that middle strike as you do on the outside strike. So it tends to be a great trade with relatively limited risk and lots of great opportunities out there in the market if you understand. So if you want to learn more about all the spreads I focus on to make money in the markets, check out the video on the homepage of theoptionstudio.com, and it'll give you a lot more information. Of course, today, Friday, August the 16th, was options expiration for the month of August. All of our trades last week were in September, and going forward, at least for the next few weeks, we're going to be focused on September trades. So last week, we looked at a covered call on Uniti Group, symbol UNIT, Uniform November India Tango. At the time, the stock was trading for $8.90, and we looked at buying that stock and selling the September 10 call at 30 cents, hoping for a 15.73% return in 6 weeks. Uniti Group stock fell 38 cents this week, closing at $8.52 per share. The September 10 call we sold fell 10 cents, netting us a total loss on the week of 28 cents on this trade. Now, this stock certainly appears to be beaten up a bit. It also looks to have bounced off a very significant price level around $8 per share. I would lean towards holding on to this one a little longer to get a better sense of whether this stock is going to retest this $8 support level or if it's going to go ahead and push higher. I'm kind of expecting it to push higher, but we'll see. This trade is, of course, 5 weeks from expiring, and the stock fell 8 cents lower than the break-even price yesterday. So you'll have to decide whether you want to hold on and give this stock a chance to come back, or if it makes sense to just close this trade since it went lower than the break-even price. As you guys will know from previous weeks, I am a fan of waiting and getting, you know, even one extra day of information can make all the difference. And of course, with the volatility we've seen in the stock market lately, you definitely want to make sure that you understand how the individual companies are going to perform relative to the overall market. And I'm going to get into that in a few weeks in one of the topics of the week. We'll talk about systematic risk and also beta and that those sorts of factors so that you can get a better sense of how the stock will respond to significant price moves in the underlying overall market. Now, next we'll cover our credit spread on eBay, symbol EBAY, Echo Bravo Alpha Yankee. The stock at the time was trading for $40.31. We looked at selling the September 40-39 put spread at 33 cents, which could yield a maximum loss of 67 cents because it was a $1 wide spread. Well, eBay stock fell 28 cents this week, closing at $40.03 per share. The out-of-the-money put spread we sold is more valuable today, but still out of the money barely. You can buy the spread back in for 44 cents, which would lead to a loss of 11 cents per spread. And the chart for this stock still looks bullish to me, but the drop this week could lead to more losses based on the overall movement of the U.S. equity markets. Now, I'm not certain this is the right period to be short put spreads, so I'll definitely keep an eye out on this trade and keep my finger on the buyback button for this spread as well, just in case the stock pulls any lower. Now, our debit spread was on BP, symbol BP, Bravo Papa. At the time, the stock was trading for $36.81, and I looked at buying the September 38-37 put spread for 63 cents, which could yield a maximum gain of 37 cents or 58.73% return in 6 weeks. BP stock actually finished the week 52 cents lower, closing at $36.29 per share. The in-the-money put spread we purchased is now even more in the money. So if you were to buy back that spread right now, you would have to pay, if you were to buy more spreads, we would actually have to pay 13 cents more per spread. So that's a good sign. Now, due to the bid-ask spread, if we were to try to close this spread on the closing prices today, we would actually lose 5 cents. So all in, we know this is a winner because of the direction of the stock, the direction the stock took on the week. The open prices on Monday will likely reflect a more profitable trade. So this one is certainly worth holding longer. Definitely aiming for that, 58% return on expiration. Expiration, of course, 5 weeks away. So once again, today was options expiration for August options. There will be more strikes priced on Monday when the options market opens. So you might see better prices on a few of the trades I should suggest today. You might actually see some better trades. And if you've listened to the show for any period of time, you know that the weekend after options expiration is always a bit of a challenge. And on Monday, you'll get some better options, better pricing, and better trade choices. I'll change the word up. You'll get better trade choices on Monday. So use these trades I suggest today as a marker and go back and look and price things up for yourself to see if there are any better ideas in the market come Monday. So we'll look at a covered call on a company called C Limited. Stock symbol SEA, Sierra Echo Alpha. Stock finished the week at $35.42 per share. I'm looking at buying the stock and selling September 36 calls against that stock, receiving $2.70 per call, hoping to get a 9.26% return in 5 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying SEA stock for $35.42 and selling the September 36 call at $2.70. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $36 per share. The break-even price is $32.72 per share. Now, our second trade is the credit spread on the Spider KBW Regional Banking ETF, KRE, Kilo Romeo Echo. The stock ended the week trading for $49.99, and I'm looking at just selling the September 51-52 call spread at 39 cents, which could yield a maximum possible loss of 61 cents per spread in 5 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by selling the September 51 call at $1.04 and concurrently buying the September 52 call for 65 cents. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish below $51 per share, and the break-even price on this is $51.39. And for our final trade this evening, we are looking at a debit spread on the iShares MSCI Brazil ETF, symbol EWZ, Echo Whiskey Zulu. Stock end of the week trading for $41.65, and I'm looking at buying the September 42 half 42 put spread for 30 cents, which could yield a maximum gain of 20 cents per spread or 66.67% return in 5 weeks. You enter this trade by buying the September 42 half put for $2.08 and concurrently selling the September 42 put at $1.78. This is a debit spread because we are buying the spread. and this trade makes the most money if stock prices finish below $42 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $42.20. So that's it for the week. Definitely expect more volatility as the trade war with China persists. And we also have a focus, a higher focus this week at least, on the interest rates, the inverted yield curve, possibly pointing to a recession. Now, with options, of course, you can protect your portfolio, or you can even trade the news to benefit from the uncertainty that's happening in the news. So you don't have to be a victim of this market. You can still win, whether it goes up or down, if you understand how to position your portfolio to benefit with options, or even protect your portfolio with options. So keep learning, keep trading. Thank you so much for listening. And if you would, share this with a friend. If you have any friends that also trade options, have a great week, great weekend. Happy trading. Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.